Yeah, we were, that's just it, man. We were trying to move him over. I second-guessed myself with Zun. My initial thought was to bun him, but, man, he's been swinging it well. And then the last time before, he bunted, you know, right back to the pitcher, and we kind of talked about how bunts always factor in, man. For as long as we've been doing this, you have got to be able to execute the small game. And so we just scratch that and let him swing it, and he just hit an atom ball, man. Just hit one right at the right fielder and left leisure there. We were lucky enough to get him over on a pass ball. Gomez, I think the same thing, had a weak little pop up, but just didn't do enough. We didn't have the hits fall. I thought we barreled the ball well, but we were just hitting balls right at guys.
Yeah, with the bunt play, Chase McGraw set up an absolutely perfect bunt that got a run batted in. Could you kind of break down why it's important to get those plays in?
Yeah, man. When you can execute the small game, when you can execute a bunt, and when I mean execute, I mean you're putting the ball where we're telling you to put the ball, because we're calling these plays. And when we can do that, it's no surprise to our base runners. We know where we're supposed to be. But what it does is it forces the defense to execute. And that's kind of one of the things we like to do. We like to challenge other coaching staffs, and we like to see, okay, are these guys working on bunt defense as much as, you know, we are? And so we challenge them, and when we execute, it's a tough thing to defend.
Speaking of defense, your defense played absolutely fantastically. There was a weird breakdown of what happened there in the bottom of the sixth. Could you kind of shed some light on exactly how that played out?
Yeah, man. So it was a strange situation. Again, it was a bunt situation. They bunted right back to the pitcher, which obviously that's not a good bunt. And we were able to make the play at third. So we get the force at third. He throws across the diamond, and from what we saw, the Manhattan kid kind of put his arm out to disrupt the first baseman, which leads the ball to go down the right field line, and then two guys come in, or however the situation unfolded, and then we talked about it. I asked for help, because I'm asking this guy without losing my top. I'm asking for help. He gets the help. They talk about it, and the initial decision they came up with didn't make any sense to me. It was the guy that bunted, that interfered, he's out. Guys go back to first and second. I said, well, that doesn't make any sense. We clearly, the first out was at third. That guy should be out. The guy who interfered should be out. And then this guy needs to go back. They said no. And there's always this small fear of, man, I don't want to get tossed because I need to be in the dugout. I need to be, I don't, you know, but I'm playing this out, and I'm like, that's not correct. And so I tell them, I said, look, guys, I understand if that's your call, but if the coaches influence that decision, that's not okay, because that's the wrong decision. He's like, no, coach, that's what we're going with. And when they tell you that, you really feel like you don't have any other options, because if you say anything else, man, you're gone, you know? And so I walked back and I'm telling my coaches, and we all agreed, no, that is absolutely not right. So I looked back out there, and it looked like the official score was out there. Well, I want to go out and hear what this conversation is. And so we're talking about it again. And everybody agrees with us that there's no way we could dismiss the first out at third base. Like, that's what happened first. So we went through the whole scenario again, and that time they got it right.
Okay. So sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, this wraps up your first year as head coach of Garden City. What did the season mean to you, and what were some areas of improvement both on and off the field that you saw for your players that were really encouraging going into next year?
Well, the first thing that I made a commitment to myself, my wife and I talked about it, and that was culture. We had to have a foundation of what our culture was going to be for this program. And you know, it was going to be accountability. It was going to be integrity. It was going to be character. It was going to be all those buzzwords that you hear people say. But we were going to hold them. We were going to hold the boys to it, you know. And I feel like we did a pretty good job of that. Every so often, man, every couple of weeks, you got to reel back in high school players, you know. And our coaches did an outstanding job of modeling that, of being examples for that, you know, not being cuss guys, not overreacting, but being being just leaders for these young men. You know, Griffin Brunson, first year on with me, he played with me when he was in high school, or played for me when he was in high school. Lance Allred played for me when he was in high school. Eric Rowland played for me when he was in high school. So those are guys that all know what I'm about and how I want things done. And man, that makes a huge difference when these dudes are out there and I don't have to micromanage because I know they're going to do it the right way. So it was all about culture, you know, and then I just, I wanted it for them. I wanted the wins for them. You know, I told, I've always said the wins are yours, men, and the losses are mine. I'll wear the losses and we'll look at those. We'll reflect and we'll get better, you know, and that's what we're going to do next year. We are absolutely going to be a better product out there on the field. And that's with everything, man. That's with our practices. That's going to be with our preseason and it's going to be our dugout behavior. I mean, everything will be better moving forward.
Well, Coach, I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out for you. I'm sorry for your loss. It brings you to 7-12 on the season and 0-8 in WAC play, but I'm looking forward to seeing how next year turns out.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.